And now, young Widder Brown. At Health Center Hospital, Ellen Brown has persuaded her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, that they must both keep faith with Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young surgeon whom Ellen is confident can operate on her successfully, and whom Ellen has made aware of her faith and her goodwill. But someone else has distressed the young woman doctor, Louise Simpson, who is in love with Anthony herself. And now Allison Shaw confronts Anthony with an abrupt question.
Who is Louise Simpson, Dr. Loring? And how much of the nonsense do I have to take?
You sound angry, Dr. Shaw.
I am angry, Doctor. I simply didn't like her.
Good.
Why good?
Because if you had liked her, it would have lessened my faith in you.
Could that happen?
I think so. Why?
Well, there was a time when I wondered if you had any faith in me at all.
I don't blame you.
She hates Ellen, doesn't she?
Yes, I'd say so.
That's rather disconcerting. I mean, when someone talks so glowingly of another person, you either think there is real friendship or real hatred.
Well, it's the latter with Louise.
Why? I think I'd like to hear something about this, if I may.
Well, Louise fancied herself deeply in love with me. We met long before I met Elf. Louise built up a kind of dream world peopled with herself and me. And I let her down. I simply was not aware of any of that, nor anxious to be part of that world.
That would be it, then. That explains so much.
I don't enjoy talking about myself as the secret passion of someone's life, Dr. Shaw. It's adolescent and a little conceited, but it happened.
It's all very interesting, as a matter of fact. Poor Louise Simpson. She's really a very frustrated character.
Well, so long as we know that, we're all right. How did you happen to run into Louise?
She was raising a fuss with a student nurse trying to get into Ellen's room. I stepped in and had a small battle on my hands.
But you won.
Oh, yes.
And I imagine you would. Why in the world she wants to see Ellen, I don't know. Not from love, believe me.
Possibly to maintain a record with you, Dr. Loring. I thought of it as she was talking. Imagine anyone wanting to make ground with you would have to be most considerate of Ellen.
Exactly, Dr. Shaw.
Louise Simpson is very insincere, Dr. Loring. She hates Ellen. Don't let her near her.
I hope I can keep her out.
I'll make it most uncomfortable for any nurse assigned to Ellen who lets Louise Simpson in, believe me. And I can be rather firm when I want to be.
I'm sure of that.
However, right now, let's set aside these rather trivial things and talk about the serious ones. I've scheduled the operation for tomorrow night.
Oh?
I've told Ellen it might be the end of the week. I think it's late tomorrow afternoon to give her a sedative and move the operation up 24 hours. She'll like that.
How can you know her so well, Dr. Shaw, meeting her just a little while ago? You're absolutely right about it. Completely right.
I don't know. It's a very strange thing, Dr. Loring. I sat and talked with her a while, and I feel that her thoughts are like mine, her reactions like mine. And in general, we're sympathetic. That's how I'd like to see it handled.
You're right, Dr. Shaw. There is a similarity between you two. A marked similarity.
It seems such a simple thing for Anthony to comment on these two young women, the girl he loves, and the brilliant young surgeon who is going to try to save Ellen's life. But in his statement are the seeds of a strange conflict. Meanwhile, upstairs in her room, Ellen is receiving a visit from her good friend, Maureen Temple, who is saying,
Ellen, you look so much better. Well, nothing's really happened to make you better, Maureen. There still has to be an operation.
Even so, something has happened.
I was wrong to say nothing. I met Dr. Allison Shaw, Noreen. She's wonderful.
This is a surgeon instead of Dr. Humphreys?
Yes.
Woman?
Young woman. Attractive, pleasant, and so sincere and good.
Fine.
Anthony was so horrid to her when she came, driving her off as if she were some kind of trespasser.
Oh, how'd she take it?
Nicely. So nicely. So much interested in me as a case that she was just plain impervious to his behavior.
Well, Anthony is in love with you, you know, and I know how disappointed he was that a substitute came instead of Dr. Humphrey.
Dr. Shaw will take good care of me.
Well, of course.
You're trying so hard not to be prejudiced against a woman doctor.
Well, I guess I am, Ellen.
Noreen, so much goes by faith these days. And Allison Shaw is good and gentle. And yet, when she's challenged in her own field, and in the thing that she's trained for, dedicated to, she'd be the last one not to accept the challenge.
Now, Ellen, if you have confidence in her, I won't argue. I won't even question anything about her, believe me.
You're so good, Noreen.
Thank you. I hope I'm not upsetting you, that's all, because, well, I don't question the girl at all.
Oh, nothing can upset me now, Noreen. Allison Shaw is an able surgeon. She'll take care of me, I know that.
And Anthony's content to let her take over?
Yes.
Well, everything's going to be all right.
Yes, it is, Noreen.
Good. Fine. I... Ellen.
Yes, Noreen.
What can I do for you?
Nothing. Nothing more, that is. You have my children at your house. You've certainly taken away the burden of worrying about them from me. Why do you ask, what can you do?
I don't know. I just feel that things are at a standstill, that I should be doing something.
The standstill is just the last bit of waiting, Noreen. Tomorrow morning we'll see even the end of that.
Tomorrow? What, Ellen?
It doesn't matter what day it is, really. In no time at all, Dr. Shaw will operate, and after that, you'll know. She says I'll be all right. I'm pretty sure I will be. The rest is just part of an overall situation.
Yes. Ellen, I have to get back. I have to get back to the house now. The children and things.
It's all right. You would dare to come. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, bless you. I'll be in and out. But I guess you'd rather sup with the children than let them to come to see you.
Oh, bless you. You know that they're my one worry.
Well, now, they'll be fine, and don't you dare worry.
I'll see you again, Noreen.
Before.
Of course.
Bye. Thank you for coming, Noreen. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Not at all. Were you visiting Mrs. Brown?
Yes. Ooh. Maybe I shouldn't have been, though.
You're not Louise Simpson, and you're certainly not Anthony Loring's sister, so you're entitled to visit.
Are you Dr. Shaw?
Yes. Those are the only two people Ellen is not to see.
Well, I've been listening to your praises sung in all keys, Dr. Shaw. I'm Noreen Temple, by the way.
Oh, Ellen's good friend. You have the children. You're the one who lets her sleep at night.
I love Ellen. She's my dearest friend.
I'll do the best I can for her.
Well, I didn't... I mean...
Look, you need Ellen. Anyone needs a good friend. So let's be realistic. In my hands rests her well-being and your concern.
Will she live?
I can't guarantee it, Mrs. Temple. I'll use every bit of my skill and training toward that end. She's in danger. The position of the bullet lodged in her is precarious. Lots of things can go wrong. You have no right to ask me to perform a miracle.
I'm sorry, Doctor. You like her too, don't you? And you're worried.
Yes.
But you'll do the best you can, and she'll help you. I'm awfully glad you're here, Doctor. You have such faith.
Please, God, I'm worthy of it.
I'm being very sentimental.
It's all right. Never easy. When you get to know someone as quickly as I've come to know Ellen, know everything she means to people.
Precisely, Doctor. With everybody screaming, make her well, everybody demanding the impossible of you, I won't. And I'll call the others off and just say, good luck, Doctor. We know how important a job it is with you.
Thank you.
You going to see her now?
Yes, Mrs. Temple.
Good. She believes in you almost as she believes in God. And I don't think I blame her in the least. Goodbye, Dr. Shaw. Good luck.
Allison Shaw pauses a moment at Ellen's door and realizes that she has stepped into a world of people who are going to be very important in her life. Will she vindicate their faith and the faith of young Widder Brown?